As everyone who has had the pleasure knows, flinging the right stone at just the right angle with the right amount of spin can send it skipping across the surface of a lake or any other still body of water. The physics of the thing are simple. Basically, the size, shape, and spin of a stone determines how successfully the water surface is able to resist and push back when the stone lands. The best skipping stones have flat surfaces because when the stone hits the water at a relatively flat angle, its weight is spread across much of its surface and encounters a lot of resistance from the water. Conversely, when a spherical or jagged rock hits the water, the bulk of its weight is focused in a smaller area, causing it to break through the water surface with much more force. The trick to getting the stone to keep skipping after the initial bounce is the spin. Throwing the rock so it spins creates a gyroscopic effect, much like how a spinning top can balance on a point until the spin peters out. As long as it keeps spinning, the rock stays flat. When the spin stops, the rock tilts forward and breaks through the water's surface. The world record? An amazing 38 skips by Jerdone Coleman McGee in Texas in 1994. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Stephen Gottlieb in physics. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. Once again, our email, amos@indiana.edu. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.